There are mounting calls for Sydney University to sack the consultant to the federal government's review of the national English curriculum. They follow the publication of a series of emails in which Professor Barry Spurr described Aboriginal people as human rubbish tips and reminisced about the 1950s, when there weren't so many bogans, fatsos, muzzies and chinky poos around. In his review, Professor Spurr advised the government to focus less on teaching Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander literature and place greater emphasis on Western Judeo-Christian culture. The Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, has distanced himself from the poetry specialist and the university has launched an investigation. Students are planning to protest outside his office, calling for Professor Spurr's sacking. Ashley Hall reports, and a warning, his report contains language that you may find offensive.
On the University of Sydney's website, Professor Barry Spurr's biography boasts he's the longest-serving member of the English department and Australia's first professor of poetry and poetics. But now he's facing an uncertain future.
We're calling on our Vice-Chancellor Michael Spence for Barry Spurr's immediate sacking.
Gabrielle Paitia-Tia is the Ethnic Affairs Officer with the University of Sydney's Student Representative Council.
Under the Code of Conduct, it's required for you not to discriminate against students on any basis.
What's incensed Ms. Paitia-Tia is a series of Professor Spurr's private emails published by the New Matilda website. They were written over the past 2 years and sent to senior academics and officials within the university. In them, Professor Spurr calls Nelson Mandela a darkie and Desmond Tutu a witch doctor. Sydney University Chancellor Belinda Hutchinson is an appalling minx, while other women are whores. He describes the Prime Minister Tony Abbott as an Abbo lover who would have to be surgically separated from his Siamese twin, the Australian of the Year, Adam Goods.
It's both disappointing and troubling that someone in his position would so blithely celebrate his racial prejudices in that way.
The Race Discrimination Commissioner, Tim Sutphommasane, is worried the emails might also reflect the way the academic behaves.
It does raise questions about whether this will translate into unfair treatment of others.
He says this is whimsical wordplay, that it's not racism, it's a joke between friends. Is that justification?
People may well think that racism is just a whimsical game of words, but ultimately it's something that wounds others.
Angelo Gavrilatis is the federal president of the Australian Education Union.
I thought that those views had been put well behind us many decades ago.
Mr. Gavrilatis says with views like these, Professor Spurr should never have been chosen to review the national English curriculum.
The review was ostensibly about restoring balance to an imbalanced curriculum. These views are hardly the views that one would describe as balance.
The Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, has tried to distance himself from the reviewer's appointment. In a statement, he says he rejects the denigration of any minority on the basis of their sex, race, sexual orientation or beliefs. But that's not enough for the opposition spokeswoman on multiculturalism, Michelle Rowland.
Whilst I welcome the minister coming out and disowning these comments, I think that he should prepare himself for some probably quite valid questions about whether this review has been tainted.
The university says it's deeply disturbed by the reports and is looking into any breaches of the code of conduct. If Professor Spurr is found guilty of a serious breach, he faces the sack. But Patrick Mazzarani, the undergraduate student fellow of the University of Sydney Senate, believes the academic shouldn't wait for the outcome.
If Professor Spurr wants to play whimsical linguistic games, he should try one with a resignation letter.
Patrick Mazzarini, the undergraduate student fellow of the University of Sydney Senate, ending Ashley Hall's report. And Mr. Spurr is quoted in Fairfax Media this morning as saying the language does not reflect his views and repeats his claim that it's part of a whimsical linguistic game.